I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Stream Alice and take us everywhere you go on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Easy as pie. Death is not an option.
Oh, no.
Ooh, yay!
Would you rather forget deodorant before a big date or have a visible food stain on your shirt when doing a live interview?
Oh, that's not even a question. I don't even wear deodorant.
Are you one of those people who thinks they don't need deodorant?
Do I?
I've never smelled you.
Okay, well then
I've never smelled her either. I told you I dated a girl that didn't use deodorant, didn't need it, and it was
never worked up a sweat that you went, oh.
No, it's kind of frustrating because you would absolutely expect after a long day that that's gonna eventually show itself.
Right.
Never did. Never did I go, oh my God, please, you and your...
I wonder if that's a gene they could flip the switch on, you know? Like,
it isn't fair.
I think people are overly self-conscious about their smell.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just doing normal activity, and even if you have created a musk, I don't think it smells bad. You know, it just smells like you.
Well, there's also people who just plain stink.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude, you cannot be in a small room with other people.
Right.
You smell like
BL.
Onions.
Right.
Rotten egg skunk poop.
I had an intern once who came in the first few days she was wearing perfume, and I'm like, you got to knock off the perfume. It's we're in a small room. You can't wear it. And then I found out why she wore the perfume, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Bad deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have never smelled you. And so, lucky you that you don't need deodorant. But there are definitely people out there who are, they say, oh, yeah, no, I don't need it. And I'm standing there like, you need it. I'm right here. But it's hard to say to someone, nah, you do. You're so stinky.
Well.
So what's the other option?
Oh, the other option is you're doing a live interview and then you realize you look down and you got like a big coffee stain or, you know, food
like
stain.
Like on TV.
Oh, you're on TV. You're doing a live interview on TV.
That's my worst nightmare.
Oh, I could totally live with the stain on the shirt.
I could live with the stain as well.
I would do the deodorant because I can not wear it sometimes and not stink. So.
Well, yeah, hopefully but you're on a date with someone you like. You want them to like you. I don't want them to be woof.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to leave a review for you, and it's going to be a bad one.
Dating schmating.
If you're really going to connect with that person, they're going to like the way you smell. You know, pheromones and whatnot.
I do understand that. Like, when I hear all the stuff, especially being sold to women about spray this everywhere. Don't spray that everywhere. Mm. I don't want to smell lavender. I want to smell you. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with I would not want to forget deodorant before a big date. I will take the visible food stain. You two are both.
We would take the no deodorant, but not the food stain.
Because you don't wear deodorant sometimes.
Yeah.
But on a date, though. Oh, God. Sweating and nervous.
I've always probably, because I was so girl crazy young, I've always been concerned about how I smell, or and I'm not a cologne guy at all, but I never wanted to. I always would think, like, what gets me the best possible chance to be friendly with this person?
If I'm going on a
stinky, is not.
I do a little spritz of the Polo. I still use the Polo cologne, you know, from like the
Golden
80s.
Go light on that. I love Polo.
The
I
green bottle?
Absolutely love Polo.
Still,
really?
Still, that's
I would
worn
wear
it since I was a teenager.
I just love the smell of it.
Really?
Yeah. But all it can, right. It can be, it's quickly overpowering.
You've got to spritz it and walk into it.
Mm.
And
okay.
That gets just enough.
When's
on
the last time you wore it? I don't recall smelling it.
I never wear it. I would never wear it into the studio.
Yeah. We're in these tiny little rooms.
Yeah. And, but anytime I go on a date, or if I'm, you know, if I get to church, I'll put a little spritz on.
I just wonder
if I'm out.
If you're getting busy and you don't have deodorant on.
Getting busy?
You know what I'm trying to say it G-rated.
You know, kissing.
And then some.
Making whoopee. Can you say that?
You can, I guess.
Making moist, moist
honestly,
love.
It's worse.
Oh, God.
Maddie.
Never mind. We've decided. We're moving on.
Killed it.
You did. I made a sexual chicken sandwich.
Oh, God, don't bring that
up.
Sexual chicken.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour docuseries. The trailer is out. I believe I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Let me double check on this because I know we got us some Taylor fans. No, I don't think I did. I'll put it up right now. So this is, it's six parts. Travis Kelce's in it. Sabrina Carpenter's in it. They say surprise song planning. She's saying goodbye to the Eras Tour in the official trailer for her 6-episode Disney Plus docuseries. It's called The End of an Era. She says, I'm very aware of mysterious forces at play that I will never have any control of. Swift says in her numerological way. This is the beginning of the trailer. And footage of her being brought to stage in a cleaning cart plays so that she can get by everybody. This show created a bonding experience for like 70,000 people all at once. There's something very special about that. The first 2 episodes are premiering on December 12th. So Swifties, I'm sure you don't even need me to tell you. You've already got your calendar marked. But December 12th is when the first 2 drop. It chronicles the development, impact, and inner workings of Swift's record-breaking Eras Tour. All kinds of behind-the-scenes clips of how the show came together. And it looks like it documents the beginnings of her relationship with now fiancé, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. In the trailer, Swift's mom, this is early days for her and Travis. Travis Kelce, he brings a lot of happiness. This is Swift's mom, Andrea. We basically have the same job. That's what Taylor Swift says. They get up, they go to a stadium and entertain people.
Uh-huh.
In another scene featured in the trailer, they share a sweet kiss while playing around backstage. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty fun. Like if you're into Taylor.
Is it airing somewhere? Or?
Yeah, it's on Disney.
It is on Disney.
It's on Disney Plus. It's six pieces. And we get the first 2 on December 12th. And I'm not sure how they're releasing it after. Let me see if they say how they're going to do it. They don't. So I'm going to, and there's a trailer for it. So I'm posting that right now on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I'll be watching. I'll let you all know.
Please
the good
do.
Nuggets.
I'll probably watch that too.
Yeah. After watching the movie and they did all the behind the scenes of her making a video, I've really enjoyed that. I did. I was like, this is really neat to see how she made a video. So why not a tour?
Right. And this is, and it sounds like it's, I like to see the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
like I never made it through the whole, you know, the movie that they did, which was basically it was down at the Staples Center or some huge stadium, SoFi Stadium. Is that the name of it? The one that she did the last show at?
Pardon me, in LA. Yes. Yeah, SoFi.
The one that's in that movie. Mm-hmm. So when that, I could finally stream that movie, I started it. I'm like, wow, look at all the pageantry. And I was like 2.5 hours in and went, okay.
Behind the scenes is a very different experience.
I think so.
Feels like you're getting secrets. It's
right.
The best.
And it'll be fun to see her and Travis in the very early days because they met midway through the tour. Like, that's a super meet cute. Really cute. He saved her from the fate of Ophelia.
Oh, what a gem.
Isn't he? Isn't he just? So There you go. Taylor Swift, the docuseries starts on December 12th. The Golden Bachelor finale was last night. So, I mean, this could be a spoiler. I'm not positive. Mel Owens was this year's Golden Bachelor. And
he was already controversial before it started.
He was. So that is my question. Did he, 66 years old, he's the Golden Bachelor. He said, I am not interested in any ladies over 60. They got to be fit and they got to be mobile and agile. And who did he pick? Did he pick someone over 60 or under 60?
Under.
You say over, you say under.
Under.
Over.
Yay.
He went with a 62-year-old. So I won't say she's very attractive. Actually, spoiler alert. I'm going to say who it is. Her name's Peg Munson, and she's a retired fighter and bomb tech.
Oh, I remember.
From Las Vegas. Oh, you know about her.
We watched the opening ones because of the, remember he had a couple uncomfortable conversations.
He did because of his.
And she was one of them.
Ah.
Yeah.
He gave her a ring in the finale. And then time went by and the show aired and it was all, you know, I don't believe they're airing it as they go. So everybody's got to keep it a secret what ended up happening. They are still together. Wow. However, they're not engaged. Oh. So I'm sure for the show, they do a proposal and then he's like, listen, if I'm being real here, let's just date. Let's be boyfriend, girlfriend. But they are still together, but not engaged. So there you go. The Golden Bachelor finale aired last night, which I guess means also after the final rose, there's usually a special where they all talk and everybody gets to yell at him or her, depending on if it's a bachelor or a bachelorette. But she's very attractive and congratulations to them. I hope they have many
wonderful
years
together. I feel like that is
a
ripoff. And I also feel like they are just waiting until the cameras turn off so that they can both quietly slink back into their regular everyday lives. And I don't know what the point of that stupid show is.
Well, it's to fill time on TV.
Okay.
And make people famous and so that they can get into the reality show pool and do other things. It's a career, Ben.
All right.
But I do feel like I would rather have them say, we're not engaged, we're seeing each other, whatever. Then that whole, the first time around, they got married on TV. And
so dumb.
Were divorced 3 months later or getting divorced, whatever.
It's almost like you can't commit to someone that you've only known for 3 weeks for life.
Huh.
I wonder if that's the problem.
Maybe that's it. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how long the whole shooting process takes.
Even people madly in love and have done all of the necessary work find themselves against each other in moments of in time, even end up divorced because it's very difficult to live that closely with another human and not make them annoyed with you.
Yes, everybody's got those little things that bug them and... Just they're used to being, that was just me trying to figure out something. If anything, I'm the one that does the bugging in our house, believe me. It's like.
That's what she said, though, one time. She's like, John always sniffs, and he sniffs twice.
He eats double bites of food.
That's another one.
But he.
What do you mean?
Goes. Yeah. Oh, I
he
see.
Never just takes one bite.
That's kind of cute.
It's not that cute. It's less cute than you think. But then I was talking to him about it the other day because I made him this sandwich and he took four bites. He goes, I'm like, a quadruple bite? And then we had this whole conversation. He's like, I just can't get enough of it in my mouth. And then
he takes
little bites because I guess he's got just like a little teeny tiny mouth. So small, he's so little.
Yeah. Wow.
But I was on this Chicks weekend. I think this is where the whole sniffing thing started. And I kid you not, I'm with girlfriends, some of whom I'm really close to, others who are just, you know, were added to the list. And we're sitting together. And one of them says, let's all just go around the room and say something we hate about our husbands.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
how could this possibly go wrong?
Well, I felt like, oh, well, this would just be like some funny thing. We just had girl dinner. I mean, we're laughing and drinking it got dark. And then it gets to me and I'm like, A, I Even if there was something really bad, I just would not share it in this group of some people are mere acquaintances.
Yeah.
I just don't, and it feels so disloyal.
It's a weird thing. Like, I
know.
To ask
and they said,
the room.
Some people said really dark things. And even one of those couples is they've broken up, which was no surprise after hearing what was bumming her out.
Oh my God.
I know. But I was like, you know, well, he'll sniff because he gets allergies. And it does bug me because I'm like, just blow your nose. I don't want to listen to you sniff.
They were probably so annoyed that you said that.
I honestly was.
Sarah and her happy marriage.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. But I definitely felt like this feels wrong. Okay, here's my next story.
All right.
What do you make of this? Amy Schumer posted a series of pics in a little red dress and she looks great. And she deleted all her old photos. So this is the only, there are four pictures of her and she has been on, I don't know which one, but let's call it Ozempic. And I've been watching her on Instagram and seeing that she's been transforming and good for her. People said, oh, you want to not be remembered that way. You want to just start new with the new you. And she said, I didn't delete my old photos because they were pre me losing weight. I'm proud of how I've looked always. She says, I've been working to be pain-free and I finally am. My endometriosis is better. My back is healing. I no longer have Cushing syndrome. Remember she was talking about how she had this syndrome where her face blew up. Like people were, and she'd lost some weight. Like this was not that long ago. She'd lost some weight, but her face kind of like puffed up and she,
I don't
because
remember
she
that,
had this. But Cushing, maybe I didn't do it on the air. I never know what I did on the air and didn't. But she says, my Cushing syndrome went away, so my face went back to normal. I'm grateful to be strong and healthy, especially for my son, but your Instagram is not your identity. It's a curation of what you want the world to see. And I feel great, strong, and beautiful. And it's been fun sharing that.
Yeah, we treat our Instagrams like a diary of our life, but they're not. Just because you delete a post doesn't mean you deleted that chapter of your life. She's entering a new era.
Oh, this is her I wear tiny little dresses era. And
good
she does look absolutely great.
She deserves it. Everyone deserves to feel hot.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that one of the, especially if you're someone who's pursued a career in front of the public and you find yourself going through something like pregnancy or Cushing syndrome or whatever, and
or
now
anything.
You essentially asked for the eyes of the general public, have them, and now you're like, I don't want anyone to look. I don't feel comfortable. I don't like the way I look. I'm bummed. I'm sure that she feels 1,000% better today in that little pink skirt she's wearing than she did the day she posted the photo of, look at my face.
Right. Well, she is one of those people who is like, let me get out ahead of this thing.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Like, I think that you often will react in a way that is, let me just stand here, let you have your shots at me, get it over with.
I
give her credit. It's got to be impossible.
She says, I actually left my house tonight. Who's proud? I'm feeling good and happy. Deleted my old pics for no reason.
Yeah, right.
This happened when Adele posted her pics after she had a lot of weight loss. Mm-hmm. People in the plus size community feel betrayed when someone who they looked up to gets skinny. And
well,
turns her back on
there it. Is a place right there on the page to say what your immediate knee-jerk reaction is. And so that is what people are doing. So maybe she could turn off her, she could turn off her comments. There's a zillion comments on there. 75, only 43. Lots of them are fire, stunning, this dress. And then there are other ones that are like, yeah, but you deleted all your other pictures.
I think it's kind of valid to feel like, oh man, I really looked up to her. She was comfortable in her own skin.
But she wasn't.
Right. Right.
But she wasn't.
Right. Exactly. And it's her life.
It is. She gets to do whatever she wants with it. I think she's great. Good for her. I'm glad to hear that she's feeling happy and healthy. She really has been through it.
One of the things that's interesting about being in the public eye is maintaining some kind of throughout all the changes in your life, still maintaining an audience.
Mm.
Because in reality, you do go through a lot of ups and downs, marriages, divorces, weight gain, weight loss, pregnancy, you know.
Hits, non-hits.
What things that, right, whatever it is, all of these ups and downs. And if you maintain some kind of continuity through mm-hmm. that, you know, like your spirit remains despite the whatever you're suffering, a bad record or weight right. gain or whatever.
Sure.
I think that that kind of is a pretty big statement on you as a person in the public eye. Like you've held it together in a way that people still love you.
Yeah.
Like you. I mean, love maybe is strong, but either way.
It's an interesting thing too. Like if you are on Instagram and you are, let's say you're single and you date and you have, you know, this a few months with this person or a few months with that person, like, yeah, I feel like that is a very personal call to make. Like that was a chapter in my life, but do I want a future boyfriend scrolling back and seeing me taking that guy apple picking too? So like you might choose to not have, but in its own way, it is, if you choose to make it so, it is like a journal, a photo journal of your life and where you've been at. So depending on what turns your life takes, you may or may not want to go back and just be like,
I went through this. I mean, my whole Instagram was the two of us.
Mm.
And
you and your wife.
Yeah. And I just, that was my life. So I'm totally leaving it up there. But I would never post a picture with somebody I'm dating unless it was really serious. Like, I'm not ready for that to come out like that.
Oh, you're not ready to go Instagram official.
Yeah, no, it would take like a real commitment of like, okay, we're going somewhere with this before I would post any pictures. I wouldn't post a random picture somebody I've been dating for a month or two.
We are totally out of time. What do you got coming up?
So much stuff. That's a good story though, and yeah. A good subject. Because I was thinking,
I know, it's interesting.
Like, imagine you're Charlie Sheen. I have my own horrible history that I'm ashamed of, and then imagine you're Charlie Sheen, and he's got to face the tiger blood, and he's just got to be like, whoa, why didn't people just look away?
Why didn't they stop me?
Because you were so loud. That's why, Charlie. Mm. All right, I got a bunch of stuff, including some fast facts and the most dangerous roads in the country. A lot of them are here in California.
Oh, boy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. We've got video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The holidays can be a difficult time for those struggling with hunger, but Fremont Bank Foundation is committed to making a difference. Through nonprofit grants, we help provide holiday meals to families in need. It's this spirit of giving that brings our communities closer. Discover more about our efforts at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. The atmospheric river has shown up.
Hi.
You may have heard.
I'm here, bitches.
You may have. Okay. Take it easy.
Watch out. Take it. Don't forget your umbrella.
Right. The roads are super hairball out there thanks to the heavy rain we received all night long and into today. So
it's a gift
careful
that
out there.
That I've given to you.
Rain, everyone.
Don't worry, I'm burning myself out.
Thursday Night Football tonight has the Jets at Pats, 5:15 game time.
I guess we'll be watching that at my house.
Yeah, I guess you will. Mm. And you'll get an easy win, too, because the Jets stink.
I know.
P.U.
If the Jets beat us, I give up.
Well, don't give up, because they do have those things. They're known as letdown games, where someone goes into it thinking, we got this. This is the easiest game of the week. And then they somehow get shocked.
Everybody on the, like,
everybody on the field's getting paid.
That is true, Ben.
So, you know.
Yep.
Although the guys in the green uniforms, they just are really bad. Oh, well. Here we go. How about some fast facts?
Oh, I love fast facts. Let's have them, Vin. Lay them on me.
The movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories that were originally published in Playboy.
Really?
I have one.
What are you talking about?
I have
about?
One of the Playboys, that one of those stories where it was originally published in.
Which chunk of the story was in it?
I don't remember what chunk it is, but it also
the
has
leg lamp?
The leg lamp is the first thing I thought
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it has a photo spread of Sharon Tate in it as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be worth something.
Old magazine.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of the family died and he had me go through his hunting closet at our camp. And he was like, you know, family was like, keep whatever's in there. And it was in there. And I was like, this is gold. I'm keeping this thing.
Well, there's another thing. Your coin collection. You're going to be a rich man.
You're up to $40 probably.
Yeah, probably.
To 50.
I get to 100.
$50 easy.
Go, Maddie.
I get to 100. I can retire back in West Virginia.
Ooh. All right.
One hundo.
Longest train ever was 4.6 miles long.
Whoa.
It consisted of 682 ore cars pushed by 8 powerful diesel electric locomotives. It was assembled in Australia, mate, and traveled 171 miles in 2001. The train had an amazing 5,648 wheels. 4 miles, 4.5 miles of train.
Oh, damn. Can you imagine getting stuck in a cross?
You don't even see it anymore, but I remember being young in Southern California, and this train would come through, and you'd wait forever.
Because it was rolling through neighborhoods, and it had to go slow.
Right. But it was nowhere near 4.5 miles long.
Right.
Yikes.
One
of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind. Even though 90% of his vision was gone, he wound up directing 40 episodes.
Wow.
He could still see boobs.
Yeah, it was like the only thing he could see. Like, it's keeping my eyes alive.
They look good.
Let's put that in slow-mo.
California dominates the list of America's 100 deadliest highways.
Oh.
I'm not surprised. California is a big, long state.
It is.
And cars are a big part of that.
And lots of highways.
The West Coast in particular, because we don't get the snow like back east. And you will... Back east, they've got to change. I mean, you'd know this better than me. You have to change tires in the winter, and you don't even want to go out on the roads when there's been snow and all the... But here, people are doing 80 on a rainy day. And
right.
We're seeing the reality of that right now. The crashes are ridiculous. And that was at 5 in the morning this morning.
Yeah.
California claims the top spot. Interstate 15 in San Bernardino County recorded 80 fatal crashes over 3 years, making it America's deadliest highway. I-15 is what I took to go to 80 to cross the country to come see, work with you.
That was back in the day before maps. Someone just had to tell you how to get somewhere.
Yep. I mean, they had paper maps, but my dude Tree just goes, nah, you just take 15 to 80 and then you go east. You'd be fine.
The whole way.
And I was like, okay. Somewhere along the way, it did work. I mean, I got to, I think I stopped in my parents' in Pittsburgh first, but then I made it all the way across the state in record time. Not really.
I don't know if it was record time.
But I mean,
it was fun though. We talked to you a few times on your way.
I remember the first part of my trip because I was leaving from San Diego. I was trying to, like, you could do this now. You could look on maps and it would tell you how long the thing's going to take you to get there. And then you could time it just right. I was trying to hit Vegas in the middle of the night, so it would be the coolest.
Right.
And I remember I did end up timing it right, but it was like 105.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. And I had both windows open, and I had just, my eyes were bleeding, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, you didn't have air conditioning.
No.
Oh, jeez.
I had a basic pickup truck.
And he was driving in August. Like, it was,
yes, hot.
It was a lot.
Very. Anyway, one of the roads, let's see, it's I-15 San Bernardino. I-10 in Riverside is another. These are the most dangerous, deadliest highways in America.
More people die on these highways.
Elsewhere, let's see. I-5 in San Diego comes in at number 8. The first one that comes up here.
Is I-5 where the Grapevine is?
Yes.
Is that?
That's what you take down from.
Right. Is that what?
When I drive to LA, I always take the 5. It's straight and boring.
And stinky.
Yeah. Right until you get to that one section. Ugh. Right.
The first one on the list, these are the deadliest highways in America. The first one on the list in the Bay Area. Oh, fudge. Why did I do that? Oh, US 101 in Santa Clara.
Oh.
Is at 25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that it beat out. There's I-5 in LA, I-10 in LA, I-5 in Orange.
I wonder if some of those are just so packed all the time that there's no way for it, you know, the high-speed crashes don't happen as much.
I must have skipped it. 880's on here somewhere.
Oh, really?
Well, are you surprised? 880's gnarly. At all hours of the day.
Is that the one that the big rigs are allowed on?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because there's some that they're not, right?
Yeah, because I take 880.
Anyway, this is from studyfinds.org.
Oh.
And it's just a list of the deadliest highways in America. And California owns a lot of them. Be careful out there, everyone.
Please do.
A 25-year-old woman from Ohio named Nicole Coley was so focused on the softball game she was in the middle of, she walked right past her own proposal. Her husband-to-be walked out onto the field right there at the home plate.
Uh-huh.
Got on one knee, pulled out the ring. She was in a conversation at the plate about something and then turned and walked off right past her own husband holding a ring. She was so caught up in her game, she didn't realize. And someone said, hey, Nicole.
Turn around. There's someone waiting for you at home plate.
She looks back and goes, oh. She is, of course. And I don't know how you guys feel about this. She's in a softball uniform. She's on the field in front of everybody. Is that a desirous?
This is mid-game.
This is in the middle of a game. Okay. Do you desire the public proposal while in a softball uniform? Or do you feel like I would really rather these pictures be with me at a dinner on a date or somewhere where I look like I've...
I don't know. I mean, if it's something that you... She clearly loves it. She's a grown woman and she's playing softball. And maybe she's into the public spectacle.
Well, they play on the same team?
He's wearing the jersey, yes. But
that is kind of cute.
It's pretty cute. So she's number 16 there, Sarah, and she's about to walk away.
And she just walks off.
She just doesn't realize that he's been sitting there on one knee for...
this is so... You know what, though? This actually worked out perfectly.
You love it.
Yeah, yes. It's amazing.
Because okay. She...
Look at her coming around, and she's like, oh.
Big smile. She's like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Everyone's watching. That, it made it 100 times better, because now it's viral.
That's great.
If he just proposed to her, it would have been no big deal.
It would have been better if he had a keyboard and was playing, singing her.
Multiple verses of a song that never ends.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about this one? Here's another proposal for you.
All right, let's hear it.
A woman says, no, I won't marry you, and you know damn well why.
Cheater.
No.
Debt.
A popular Threads post launched a new relationship discourse after one woman revealed why she rejected her boyfriend's engagement ring. She claimed that her refusal was not about the price, but about his failure to deliver the kind of ring she wanted despite telling him multiple times.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, so she would have said yes if the ring, if the box had a different ring in it.
But it's more about
princess cut.
I would have said yes if he ever listened to
right.
me. She made the right choice.
Agreed.
She asked for her followers' thoughts and got a lot of different opinions on this, but the ring was $900 from Walmart. And she said, I don't want a Walmart ring. I don't want that. I'm telling you no. I don't want you to go buy that.
It wasn't even about the cut. It was about, please don't buy me my ring at Walmart. I can see someone absolutely feeling that way. Go to a jewelry store and get me a ring. I don't want the box to say Walmart on it. Take the Walmart ring, put it in a Tiffany box. How about that?
I've been planning this proposal for over a year. You really told me no in front of everyone. That crushed me. It's not about embarrassing you. It's about you not listening. I've told you the kind of ring I wanted more than once, and you showed up with something from Walmart.
Oh.
So this is about the ring? I still spent $900 regardless of where I got the ring. I put so much effort into this for you and for us.
$900?
Tyler, if you knew what I wanted and still chose to do what was easiest, it tells me you really don't hear me.
Yeah.
I want to feel chosen, not just proposed to.
Oh, yeah, no, they absolutely should not get married. Even if he goes and gets the best ring now from and spends a zillion dollars on it. And, no, absolutely not.
That's ridiculous.
Which part? You're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
This is what
you don't.
It's a ring. What? Just shut
it's
up and put it on.
It's about what the ring represents.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. It's a symbol.
It's a mistake. He made a mistake. You don't ruin a take the whole engagement because guy did something. He's going to do so many dumb things once they're married.
He thinks that he's been planning this so long.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
No. Well, he might have been planning it for 5 years, but he didn't take what she wanted into consideration at all.
Nothing.
And
you guys happy.
That will continue after they're married. Do not marry that guy.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. We love to hear from you guys, and Maddie reads those.
510, California's freeways are deadlier than Florida's, where yep. people run 107 for Little Freaking Caesar's Pizza.
Yeah, no kidding.
LOL. That was from Edwin.
Thanks, Edwin.
415, hey, Alice people, several intersections on Van Ness in San Francisco are completely flooded. Be careful going home.
Oh.
So if you're headed that way.
It's so hair. Like, it really was hairball driving in, and I have a really sure-footed car that handles all this stuff great and was still thinking, man, if I was in any one of my older cars, I'd be bummed right now.
Yeah. Is yours all-wheel drive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. That makes it very sure-footed. And it has a wide base. Like, that's a pretty wide car.
We're talking about Frontier Ford Mach-E. It's an electric car.
Mm.
Drives great. And they consider that an SUV. It feels like a
Do
mix.
They?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's like,
yeah, it looks
still
like a
feels
big,
low enough.
Kind of a hatchback coupe.
Uh-huh.
510, that guy dodged a bullet. If the woman really only cared about the ring, there is more to life than materialistic items.
That is not the only thing that she cared about, and she dodged the bullet.
Men are not listening to us
even right now. Even right now. It's like we're not even talking.
It's insane.
650. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you guys talking?
No.
I missed it. I thought we were all in agreement that she was the wrong.
We weren't.
Oh.
Oh, did you hear that?
Mm. 650. Huge red flag. He either deliberately ignored her or wasn't listening. He really doesn't love her. Oh, that's crap.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
You spent $900 at Walmart.
Winterland tickets plus Spotify wants your video.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
On Alice at 97.3.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller.
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.